Listening 155. Listen and read. The Rock Band.
Fred was from Toronto in Canada, and he loved playing the guitar. He was a vocalist and a songwriter, too. And he wanted to start a band. One day, he was talking to his best friend, Samir.
"Hey, why don't we start a band?" said Fred.
"But I can't sing or play any instruments," said Samir.
Fred decided to ask another friend, Clara, but she had the same answer. Nobody wanted to start a band with him. They weren't musical, or they weren't interested. Fred was disappointed. The next weekend, he was visiting his grandparents.
"Why do you look so sad, Fred?" Grandpa asked.
"Oh, I was going to start a band, but none of my friends want to join me."
"I see," said Grandpa. "So, what are you going to do?"
Fred shrugged his shoulders.
"I have to give up, I guess."
"You must never give up on your dreams just because there's a bump in the road," said Grandma.
"What can I do then?"
asked Fred.
"Find people who are interested in starting a band with you," she said.
Fred thought for a few minutes.
"I have an idea," he said. "Thank you."
Fred got up and ran home. The next day, he put up a poster at school. That evening, he got some messages from people who wanted to be in his band. He chose two: Daisy, who could play the guitar, and George, who could play the drums. They both loved rock music, like Fred. The band practiced at Fred's house. Fred wrote the songs, and Daisy and George played the rock music. One day, Fred saw an advertisement for a music festival. It was going to have a mix of musicians and different types of music, like rock, jazz, folk, and classical. Was his band good enough to play? He told Daisy and George.
"I'm not sure we're ready, Fred," said George.
"We have 2 weeks. We can practice every day after school," said Fred.
"Okay, let's try," said Daisy.
They went to the audition and played one of Fred's songs for the festival organizers. They loved it. Fred's band played at the festival. It was fantastic. Fred was singing and playing his guitar on stage with Daisy and George when he looked at the audience. Hundreds of people were dancing and singing to their music. Everyone loved their band. Fred smiled and thought of his grandparents.
"It's true," he thought. "You must never give up on your dreams."